I'm Justine O'Neill from CID, the Council for Intellectual Disability, and today I'm talking with Fiona McKenzie, one of our board members, about her experiences working throughout the coronavirus pandemic as an essential worker with a major supermarket chain.
Hi, I'm Fiona McKenzie, and I work through the pandemic.
Hi Fiona, I'm Justine
O'Neill.
I'm the CEO of CID, which is the Council for Intellectual Disability. And I'm really excited to be talking to you about how you, as you said, worked through the pandemic and what that's been like. So Fiona, you work for a major supermarket chain and you've worked through the entire COVID pandemic experience. What's that been like for you?
I guess it was stressful, but in the same sense, I really enjoyed doing it because it gave me the opportunity to show not only my family, my friends, but me that I can do anything. I mean, this is the first time I've worked through something like this. And
so really empowering experience.
It's empowering me to want to do more and like let other people know that having a disability and working through this, it's like you come out stronger and wanting to do more.
And so right at the beginning of it all, did you know that this was going to happen, that things were going to get so busy? What was it like at the beginning when people started buying a little more until...
until what? There was no toilet paper.
That's right.
No one knew this was going to happen. We didn't know it was going to have the biggest impact on people. I've gotten to learn quite a lot about people's shopping habits. But look, the supermarket chain I worked for really supported us and just made sure we were comfortable and plenty of hand sanitizer supplied for us. We started doing things differently. We now only accept cards, but some of our elderly customers do prefer cash, which we don't mind.
How did you cope when people were unhappy about what was going on and wanting to tell you about how they were unhappy?
I guess we were told by our line managers they need to start reading the signage, and most of them didn't read it, and I'm going, look, I can do two. Two per shop, not two per customer, which people thought. I'm going to go, no. So at various times we lots of like had a stack of toilet paper, fruits, things like that behind us. And someone said, oh, do you have hand sanitizer? And going, yes, I've got some here. Would you like it? Yes, please. So like we just gave it to them.
Yeah.
So we had our responsibility and we got through it. We helped each other. The crowds, we dealt with crowds pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We had police officers walk through our store. We had top-notch security.
Mm-hmm.
We got through it.
And how did you get to work every day?
I caught public transport.
Right, okay.
So it was kind of nice just to be able to, but people were sort of like starting to distance themselves and even before the came into effect.
Yeah. And did you work more shifts over this period?
I probably worked longer shifts.
Right.
So I got called up one morning like 9 o'clock saying, can you start at 10? And they go, yeah, let's do it. I'll do it.
So you just really threw yourself into it.
I threw myself into it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let my team down. I'm not going to let my supervisors down.
And you've got a lot of energy from doing it.
I guess you have to go that extra mile. You have to get that rise above what people expect from you. But you've got to, you expect more from yourself. You've got to take it to that next level. And when you do take it to the next level and you can have a laugh with your regulars and check in with you, you check in with them, but they go, but how are you going?
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, yeah, someone's actually asking me. But one quote I often refer to back into the early stages was one of my customers who comes to me frequently said, you're like the soldiers at the front line because you're keeping everyone going. And at that stage, I became humble. I didn't know what to say because I knew I wasn't meant to say anything at that stage. Like, radio.
Yeah.
Just take it on board and just do your best.
And when you reflected on it, what do you think that person was trying to say to you? Or
they were saying to not just me but everyone on registers, thank you, you're doing a good job. But what we also did was we had something called a community hour.
From
7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, our elderly and vulnerable people with a disability or who didn't feel comfortable shopping in the peak times could come in.
So was it and the supermarket emptier then?
Yeah, quieter. So like we opened up an hour earlier for the we did a community hour from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come in and do their shop without the big crowds.
Right.
And we also did it for like emergency workers as well. So they had, there were 2 days a week when they could come in, 2 days a week when everyone else, the elderly came.
Yeah, okay.
So we put in place measures so that everyone could.
People could get access to
could things. Access what they needed.
Yeah. Because there were times when it was a bit hard.
I mean, at the store I work at, there were times when our shelves were pretty empty.
Right.
Because things were going very quickly.
Yeah.
And so we had to readjust our store opening and closing hours. So we shut it earlier than usual so our night staff could get everything.
Right, because there was so much.
There was so much going through the day.
Yeah. And what was that like for you when you started seeing the empty shelves or things getting a bit different? Did that make you worry or what was that like for you?
I guess I felt sorry for the customer, especially the one who wanted it but couldn't get it because we didn't have it in stock.
Yeah.
But it also made me feel angry.
Yeah.
Because people were buying stuff they didn't need. They were bulk buying. They weren't actually thinking about other people. And when you work in a community that supplies, like, different nationality and they can't get what they need because somebody has brought everything. Just makes you think, I just got really angry.
Right.
But I couldn't show it.
Yeah.
Because I sort of like had to put on that.
Yeah, so be professional and neutral.
But,
yeah.
But I guess when I got out, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe.
Yeah.
I've never seen our store shelves empty in like 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just think, what?
Yeah.
And then we started to crack down on only buy what you need, don't overbuy.
Right. So helping people manage it all, make it fair for everyone else.
Everyone handles things differently. But since I do have a disability, I was saying to people, look, sorry, I'm not as fast as everybody else, but I do have a disability. And everyone's going, you want to know? You're like everybody else. You're getting in there. You're doing your job. You're fast.
Yeah, you know how to do your job well. And so it was a time with lots of emotions and different things were happening. How did you take care of yourself? Because I know how active you are. How did you make sure you got what you needed during all of this?
What I did was I made changes to make sure my mental health was where it needed to be.
Right.
So I took time out from a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I got really active. Like my personal trainer and I had conversations, text messages, saying, how are we going to deal with this? How are we still going to train? Because the gym's shut.
That's a big part of your life.
Yeah, but he said, look, let's see what happens. And then he said, I'm training in the park. Are you keen? I'm going to go, yes, I'm keen. So now our sessions just aren't like normal training sessions. They're like boot camp sessions. It's like, and yes, when it rained, I was actually running in the rain.
Wow.
And like just saying, I can't let this get on top of me. I need to look after myself. So I've changed my diet a bit, which is helping. And if I can encourage anyone else to get out there and just go for a walk, have fun.
And have you been able to stay connected to your friends and your, you know, social situations? Because a lot's changed there as well.
Quite a lot's changed, but in a way we've had to learn how to do different things.
Yeah.
We now do our board meetings and our governance meetings by computer.
Yeah, and for you as chair of the governance committee, what's that process been like for you?
At the start it was a bit of a nightmare. Our last board meeting was totally amazing because we had everyone online and we all could communicate with each other. And I think I'm going to go, oh, my gosh,
Yeah. And we could see each other for the first time.
Exactly, because we haven't been able to see each other.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to be in person.
Had you been in any online meetings before? Had you used those sorts of platforms?
Not since COVID.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, used to the face-to-face. But we've all had to learn how to do things differently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really challenging.
And I kind of think I'm over it. But I understand this could take a while to get things back to normal. But when things do get back to normal, we're just going to celebrate.
Yeah, because we've achieved a lot. And we've learned a lot.
It's a challenge, but look, we've all taken this challenge on. Now we can do it. Three cheers for us.
Thanks so much for talking with me today, Fiona.
That's so
fantastic. And I'm so glad that you've had such a good experience with the last few months, and it's given you kind of even more energy to be even more fabulous.
I actually think I'm smiling even more. Yeah. Than what I usually do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Fiona.
Okay.
See you soon.